Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm so glad I'm saved. How about y'all? Hadn't the Lord been good to us?
Yes.
You know, I just praise Him for the opportunity for us to be together.
Amen.
I praise Him that we have a place that we can come together and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to welcome you this morning. Welcome you to the house of the Lord. It's good to see our brother Steve. He's on the road a lot. He's a healthcare worker, travels from place to place. And I can remember when Constance was just about this high up here singing, and here come this old man and took her away. Oh, what a beautiful family. So good to see you, Brother Kenny, Sister Diane.
Yes.
Just want to say I love y'all, and it's just a good thing to be here. Philip, it's good to see you this morning.
Amen.
I tell you what. And I want to thank all of you for the, especially JoJo, for the can. She brought a box full of stuff that she had canned, and we're going to take that back to Florida with us. And I want to thank Carol for the fried taters and fried majors. Nikki gained weight, and I've lost weight, and I don't know how you explain that, because she don't eat a lot of fried food. And you're mighty quiet.
You're
mighty quiet. You're mighty quiet. Praise the Lord. Carol, would you stand and open us up with prayer? Praise you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we have gathered here this morning to give you praises, to give you thanks for all that you've helped us to accomplish this week, Lord, we just want to take this day and especially dedicate it to you.
Yeah.
This is the day that you've laid aside for us to rest.
Yes.
And to praise your holy name, to thank you for each and every one of us that's here. We pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and that you'd always hold them under your wings, and they would always give you the honor and praise that you so deserve.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to be a great light in this community. We know there's several that need you, and we know time could be drawing nigh. So we need to be busy in the fields, Lord, bringing in the sheep that you need, the sheep that you love, the ones that you want, which is all of them.
Yes.
We know all won't make it, Lord, but we just pray that we will each reach one,
amen.
Especially that one special person that we need to witness to.
Yes.
Help
yes.
us, Lord,
yes.
to show us which ones. Help us to be better stewards of your time, of
yes.
your money,
yes.
of your love, of everything that you give each and every one of us.
Amen.
Open our hearts right now, Lord, so that we can receive your word that the pastor has went through and studied and wants to bring forth to us. I pray that you would bless her as she is getting ready to bring forth this service or this
yes.
message in this service, that we might all understand. Lord, I ask that you bless her and Pastor Buck as they do their weekly chores around here. Pray, Lord, that they would be a great light to this community. We thank you, Lord, for this little church house here, and we pray that we would always honor you.
Yes.
Let a day not go by that we give you thanks for all that we have,
yes.
all that we're going to have, and for the ability to spend eternity with you. We thank you so much, Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're going to do something a little different. Pastor Nick, you about ready?
I'm ready. Almost.
I want you to stand. If you feel comfortable greeting someone, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But I want to ask you to stand. God is good all the time. He's put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. friends were there. And I left there feeling good that when God sends you to a place, you're to let your light shine. It's good when people can laugh. It's good when people can just be people. We are a city that's set on a hill. We can't hide. Don't want to hide. If I could give you anything today to take out that door, I would give you Jesus. The bottom line is, if it wasn't for Jesus, we'd all be lost. If it wasn't for Jesus, there'd be no forgiveness. Sometimes I go to the Lord and I say, I'm so sorry that I failed you. And the Holy Ghost will speak and say, that's why I came. So you wouldn't have to carry your guilt. You can bring your shortcomings, your mistakes, your sins, and He will love you, forgive you. I think I told someone yesterday, maybe the hardest thing is to forgive ourselves. Now Jesus is already, He's already forgiven us. But in my old age, I meet so many people that can't forgive themselves. The old song says, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. You don't have to carry this weight anymore. And if Jesus don't condemn us, then we shouldn't be condemning ourselves. What happened in the past is in the past, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Why do we want to carry that guilt anymore? Love ye one another, as I have loved you.
Amen.
I love that. He's the breath that we breathe. He is the Holy One, the Messiah, the promised one. The perfect sacrifice for our sins. And you know, when I woke up this morning, I laid there for a little while before we prayed, and I said, Jesus, I just want to love you today. I know I'm not going to be perfect today, and I want to thank you that I have you. You know what? Something got a hold of me. And I pray that some will get a hold of all of you. Oh, man. You know what she's playing? Breathe. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living
This is my daily bread.
Can we just worship Him?
Your bed.
Oh, how He loves. And then have it this morning. Love our God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm desperate for you. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray right now for the Holy Ghost to just minister. Just come in this place. We know that you're in us, but let's have that wonderful touch of your presence. Come in and, Lord, purify and clear our minds and fill us with you. I want to be like David. I want to be a man after your heart, Jesus. Let's sing that one more time. And I'm desperate for you. Lord, I celebrate your goodness. I celebrate your goodness, Lord. You're holy. I love you, Jesus. I'm desperate for you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's praise Him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the air that we breathe. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. My. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Won't you say yes to the Spirit this morning? Won't you let a life-changing Jesus be willing to let Him humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up? I am nothing apart from you, Jesus. You are the vine, and we are the branches. Oh, yes. Constance to come up and let me pray for you. what you're going through, but God does. And God wants you to just let it go. Just let them tears. That's it. Sometimes we just hold things in and we're actually ashamed for other people to see us cry. But I know you're not ashamed. Carol, I want y'all just to lay hands on her and pray for her. Steve, in the name of Jesus, you're out there on the road, you're amid all the COVID and sickness, and God is watching over you, and I know it's hard to be away from your family sometimes, and God, we just ask right now to touch Stephen and give him strength to continue on. Yes, right now, God, lay your hand on this family, these two precious children. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your heart. Right now, glory to God, Constance. May God renew that problem you're having with your heart. God wants you to keep praying for your husband. Hold him up in prayer. Your son-in-law, Millette, hold him up in prayer. And he's out there and he needs our prayers. In the name of Jesus, Steve, I rebuke the anxiety. And you do have it, don't you? Amen. I rebuke this anxiety off of Steve. And we know that you suffered a lot in the service. But we know God can help you get over that and deliver you. I can't imagine having anxiety and be away from my wife and kids, but God is watching over you, buddy. God's watching over you. And Satan would love to just hinder this marriage. But no. Get your hands off this marriage in Jesus' name. Now, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's the Spirit of God. Your love, Constance. Your love, Steve. Amen. Yes. I think she needs a hug, Marlene. Feel your heart beating fast and hard. Amen. Sing another verse of that if you don't mind. Anybody else want prayer? Oh, ho! Well, then I feel that. Don't quench your spirit. No.
Is my soul.
We need to move with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have the songbook. We have a special song tonight.
If you need one.
Page 318. What a friend we have in Jesus. Is he really your friend?
Amen.
You know what he called his disciples, and that's what we are as disciples. He said, I call you my friend. And he told me that about 32 years ago. Then he told me again right after we got married. Did I tell you, I probably have 100 times, did I tell you we just got married and we had a brand new music trailer and we were traveling doing like 72 nursing homes. We got on this sandy road down there in Florida, I mean away from everybody. And I come to a dead end road. There was no way to turn around with that motorhome, so I had to back out about a mile and stuff.
And I had the flashlight.
Philip, you know how good it is to be at pitch dark and you got somebody back there just doing like that.
I thought it would help. We didn't have walkie-talkies either that time.
So I got the flash. And I said a cuss word because I jackknifed and bent that trailer, brand new trailer.
We were almost to the end, and suddenly, boom.
So we both decided to go back home in Interlaken. Didn't speak to each other, and I felt bad. First time I cussed since I've been a Christian, and the last time. So I couldn't sleep. You ever laid in bed with your wife or husband and you're mad? You don't say a word and then you pretend like you're asleep. And you're wide awake, you just want them to think that, hey, everything's okay. You ever done that? Anybody? Not the only one?
No.
Next morning, I still felt bad and we lived out in the woods. I just felt so bad, I run out in the woods. I fell right there on my face in a big pile of leaves. And I was just crying out to God. You know, sometimes we need to cry out to God, truly be sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, if you love Jesus, it'll hurt you when you do wrong.
That's right.
Your spirit will convict us. So anyway, I'm laying there and I'm crying out to God, I'm so sorry. I couldn't believe a cuss. You know, I just, back then, I couldn't believe that we could really do something bad and be a Christian. Now, it's not Christian-like, but he spoke to my spirit. And he said, today, I call you my friend. That's all I need. I've got that memory of what he called me, and he hadn't changed his mind, and I hadn't changed mine.
He brought you back into peace.
Brought me back into peace, he sure did. I praise him. Let's go to What a Friend We Have in Jesus, page 318. Let's rejoice about what a friend we have. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Still miss my Quitlow. Oh, today in any way? If there's anything that just don't sound, it's okay, Nathan. That's all right. We need to take it to God, don't we?
Amen.
If we don't take things to God, then we can make a lot of mistakes.
Amen.
And boy, I tell you, I'm guilty. I've made a lot of mistakes by not taking it to the Lord. But you know, the good thing about Jesus, it's not too late. It's not too late to find that peace. That you know, if you died today, you fought a good fight, you kept the faith, you run the course. All God's asking you to do is hang in there with Him and love Him and love your neighbor as yourself. The other things have to take a back seat. They'll follow them. They'll follow. Let's go to page 351. Thank you, Lord.
Father of love.
us sing it now from our heart. Saturday the 25th at 4 o'clock at the amphitheater. The last church service will be week after next, September the 26th will be our last service, and we're going to, the ones that want to, we'll go over in the youth building and bring something good. I love fried chicken and tater salad. Somebody wants to bring some of that. I was thinking, Carol, many years ago, you and Art, you always had a big to-do to show your appreciation for us being with you all summer. And I remember once when we met out on the children's playground. And you know, when you have something to eat, the whole mountain just about shows up. That whole area was covered, wasn't it? And you know what? I got a picture of you that you made a cake and you wrote on it.
Thank you, Pastor Doug.
Yeah, thank you. But that'll be the
last Sunday.
And then Christmas service, Lord willing, weather providing, we'll be up here December the 15th at 10 a.m. And we'll celebrate like we've done for the last 15 years. And all gifts will be accepted. I'll bring y'all some Florida oranges. All right. And the prayer request on the back. Woody Stacy is really not doing good at all. He's got COVID and pneumonia. And I called and prayed with Teresa. And she said, you know, I just really appreciate you calling. So if you get a chance, maybe give her a call and pray with her. Let her know that even though they're not on the mountain anymore, that's a man of God and a woman of God. Mm-hmm. And they need her prayers. Kathy Darling still got that leg that needs to be healed. Rosie Willard, shingles and lung problem. Samuel Shrewsbury, Jim Webb, Lenny Hammond, heart and leg problem. Thompson Knight, heart problem. Madonna, for salvation. Carol Blankenship, for her health. I'm really impressed the way Carol gets around. I mean, she's like a Timex watch. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Mm-hmm. Philip Murdoch's mama, Donovan and Rachel's marriage with those six children. Mm-hmm. Kids need your mommy and daddy. Amen. godly moments and death.
Amen.
Cantrell family. Salvation of our children. We were so blessed with 4 or 5 to get saved this summer. Boy, have we had a good summer or what?
Amen.
Dickie Witt. Dickie really needs a touch from Jesus. Amanda with breast cancer, pray for the unsaved. We all need to have a burden, don't we, for the lost.
Amen.
You know, hell is forever.
Amen.
Hell is forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to reach people. We've got to reach them with the love of Jesus. There's no other way you can reach someone. And then it's up to the Father to draw them to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, I want you to just come on in.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd like for you to add Paulette Whitlow to the prayer list. Mm-hmm. She was having chest pains last night.
Mm.
What about Evelyn, Carol?
She's having surgery on Tuesday, a severe surgery, so yes, keep her in your prayers.
Prayed with Evelyn yesterday.
Did you? Thank you.
Appreciate that. We got to talking about Art and her and all the sisters. We've got a video of them up here. Thank you. You know, we got some good memories out of this little place, don't we?
We
got some precious memories. And we all still miss Art so bad, don't we?
Yes, we do. He's a lot better off now than he ever was.
Yes.
That's for sure.
I can say this one thing with a godly pride, that we always treated Art, even though he was suffering with dementia. We always brought him up here. We sang together and we prayed together. And we didn't treat him no different from anybody else.
No.
And I thank the Lord that that's what this church stands for, is we don't pick and choose who we're going to be good to.
Amen.
We're going to thank you, Carol. Anybody else can say amen?
Amen.
We don't pick and choose who we're going to love and who we're going to pound on. That's God's job, not mine.
Amen.
Thank you. I pray God. I think I'll get the amen corner up here.
That's it, right there. I'll be first.
All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or something you want to say before we...
Ray Sisbury on there from down their way. He went to a birthday party and caught the COVID, and they told me yesterday they had to put him on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good Christian man, but he said he read his Bible every day since he got saved, and I know he can't do that now. So please pray for him because of my stuff.
What's his name again?
Ray Sisbury.
Ray.
You know, I tell you, we all have to be careful. We've got two voices speaking to us. And we need to be close enough to the Lord to know the Word and to have that personal relationship so you can, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And you've got another voice that's imitation. And that voice, if you recognize it's not the Lord's, it's the devil trying to influence your mind. And I'll just tell you what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday morning, I woke up and I just really felt all out of sorts. My stomach was queasy, and I'm laying there in bed and feeling rotten. And this voice said, you got the COVID. And I laid there, and I didn't rebuke that voice. I laid there, and that voice come up again. You got the COVID. Joe Ellen, I said, no, I ain't. In Jesus' name, I'm clean. I don't have the COVID. And then after I got yesterday. Got some of them fried tomatoes, some good old fried taters. I just was feeling so good. But, you know, a lot of people were laying, and they'll let the devil talk trash to them. And he'll talk trash. Oh, he's good at talking trash. We need to be close, in a close enough relationship to where we know which of the voices is God and which is the devil. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, anybody else? I think you've got a good message from what you told me. It's on peace. Come on, Patrick.
We're also praying for Sheila.
Sheila Chapman.
Sheila Chapman.
She was really tired last night.
Yes, she was.
She's overdoing it. Mm-hmm.
Sheila is a good woman. Good woman. And I'll tell her to her face, being good is not going to get you into heaven.
Amen.
It just ain't enough to be good. You must be born again. Just like Joyce, when she come up here crying, some of you were in this service. She said, I thought I was saved. I thought I was saved. I've been a good person all my life. But she said, God, let me know. I need to come up and get saved. Repent of my sins and be born again. And that's what she did.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this place. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Come. I'll try to operate this thing for you.
I may jump around a little bit. He saw my notes. He said, you got a lot of scripture there. Well, when you do a word study, you know, you end up with a lot of scripture. But I pray that the scriptures that I put together are ones that will bless you and bring you the peace of God. This picture, of course, is a picture of a storm. And you maybe have heard the story of a contest that was held as to, they were each to draw a picture that would show peace. And some people drew lovely gardens and pictures of the hillsides and wonderful pictures, but somebody came up with a picture of, and to show the next one, of a bird in the middle of a storm, totally at peace. And that was the one that won the contest, because we all want to have peace even in the midst of a storm, don't we? And we can have that peace in the midst of a storm. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, as we open up your word today, might we be encouraged and strengthened. Might we see your plan of peace for each and every one of us. Peace through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Jesus, for coming and giving us a peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes.
We thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us, that's us, a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And then this title, the Prince of Peace. And as I was thinking of that, you know, that's one of the famous parts of the Messiah, the cantata, whatever you call it. And we all want peace, don't we? We'd like to see peace in the world. And we all know that last night they had specials on 9/11, and we relived that horror, that evil. And Afghanistan, the turmoil there. And there's nothing but wars and rumors of wars. And I thought of a song that we sing at Christmas time by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. He wrote this poem and somebody put it to music. But you maybe all remember this. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till, ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then, from each black, accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned, maybe that's supposed to be drone, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. No, the carol was, the words were drowned out by this cannon thundering. When he wrote this song, it was the beginning of the Civil War. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was lifted up out of his despair over what was happening in his lifetime, and he saw the hope of the Lord Jesus, that he was the Prince of Peace, that he would bring peace one day. And we know that the angels at his birth said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." But Jesus said, if you turn to Matthew 10:34, he came to bring peace to us in our hearts. He said this, Matthew 10:34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. If you're trying to hold on to your life and protect yourself, you're going to lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake, Jesus said, shall find it. And 43 years ago, I found that peace with the Lord and totally surrendered my life to him. He gave his all for me. How can I do anything less than to give up everything else? And he doesn't mean that we need to reject our fathers or our mothers. He just means that he needs to be our all. He needs to be our life, And then everything else will fall into place after that. I found that peace 43 years ago, April 4th, 1978. And I went from feeling the load of all the problems in my life, the shutdowns I'd had, the mental problems, the problems in my first marriage, not feeling loved, separated for a year, and all of that, all the burdens of my life just rolled away that night, and there came a joy and a peace. I called my uncle and I said to him, "Uncle Nathaniel, I have such joy, such love, such peace." And then he quoted this to me, Galatians 5. He knew what I was talking about because he had been born again years before that. He'd been working on me for years, sending me his church bulletin every month, and didn't mean much to me. I just thought it was nice of him to write and send his bulletin. But when Jesus came into my life, it was a whole new world, and I understood completely what he was talking about. Galatians 5:22. Paul writes this to the church. He's discussing the fact that when we're in the flesh, we commit all kinds of sin. But when we're in Christ and we're in the walking in the Spirit, he says the fruit of the Spirit in our lives is love, joy, peace, and that's what I had. Long suffering. I said, "Uncle Nathaniel, I don't like that one." Patience is another word for that. But putting up with. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We can handle any kind of what we might call addiction, food addiction, alcohol, because he gives us the power to be temperate about everything. Against such there is no law. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so that peace that Jesus was talking about is found in him, not in the world. Before we know that, before we are filled with his Spirit, we go looking for peace in all the wrong places. We don't like it when we're agitated, do we? And we're upset about something. And once we're born again and that peace comes, we know where to go when we are fearful or doubtful or don't know how to handle the situation. Then we know where to go. Romans 5:1, let's review the salvation message as Paul tells the Roman church. Romans 5:1. He gives the story about Abraham and that he is saved because of his faith in God. Abraham was looking for God's salvation, and he believed that God would keep him and save him. And Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace that we have every day, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. That's what Henry Wadsworth Longfellow came to realize. He had hope in the glory of God, in spite of the fact there was no peace here on this earth. Can you imagine what it was like in those days living in this country and brothers being separated and shooting at each other to have their idea to win, either to keep the country unified or to separate it into two separate countries, and to be divided. Had gone to church together, and then one would say, I'm for the South, we need to keep slavery, and the other brother saying, no, I'm going to fight with the North. And not to know when the army was going to come through your home and take over, say, we need a place to sleep tonight, and you have to put them up in your home. Just start, you know, imagining. And we're so blessed that we haven't gone through anything like that in our time, our generation. We've had our men and women go overseas and fight and learn what it is to fight against wrong and evil, or to keep freedom in this country, or to help others in other countries have freedom. But we can have peace in our hearts in the midst of it all. And Corrie ten Boom, who ended up in a concentration camp and a little tiny room that she barely could lie down, the cot was probably the length of the room. All alone, she knew she wasn't alone. She had the Lord Jesus in her heart. And she spent that time in sweet communion with him, talking to him, loving him, listening to his voice speak to her. And she has said, she said when she was released and was busy traveling the world telling everybody about the peace that they could have in the Lord Jesus, and that there was no pit too deep that the Lord couldn't reach them.
Amen.
She said, sometimes I miss that time. I was in that little tiny, cold, dark cement room with only a mouse to visit once in a while. She said, I miss that time once in a while. Because she had something that the world can't give you. Jesus said that, didn't he? He said, I bring you a peace that's not of this world. So if you are, I was thinking about the opposite of peace. And Dostoevsky wrote, peace or in peace. And you can look at it that way, but war comes out of fear, doesn't it? When we're led by fear, we do things that we wouldn't normally do. They wouldn't be loving things that we would do. We would protect ourselves, protect our family. We might end up killing. But when you think about it, fear, if you're fearful of whether you're saved, you're going to be in turmoil, aren't you? You're not going to be at peace if you don't know that you have that assurance of salvation. If you don't feel, well, you don't have to feel it. You just, if you have done what the Word says, you've sought the Lord, you've repented of your sin, and you've asked the Lord into your heart to be your Lord, your life, you have to stand on the Word, don't you? But sometimes God will also give you spiritually a voice in your mind that will tell you, you belong to me. Just like Pastor Buck said, today I call you my friend. Once in a while we'll hear the Spirit of God speak to our hearts, don't we? When I was in that motel room 43 years ago, God spoke to my heart. And he started out with, do you remember when you did such and so? He started naming some of the sin that had accumulated in my life. I look back on that, and I'm so thankful that he came to me and brought that out.
Yes.
And then showed me his answer. And then I had the freedom to say, Lord, thank you. You were right. I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. And then, as I told you, the peace that came over me, it was night to day. It was so wonderful, and it still is. It still is. When we're out of peace, another one could be if you, you know, as Buck said, he sinned against God, felt miserable, and until he sought the Lord and got the mind of Christ and got a word from him, he couldn't return into peace. So what we want, what we really long for is peace with God, don't we? When we have peace with God, we can withstand any storm, no matter what comes against us, such as my fearing I would lose my job. You've all heard the story about my being a probation officer and told not to tell anybody what I thought about the scriptures, especially. I was just to see them once a month, collect their money, tell them to be good, and send them back on their way. But I couldn't do that because I knew they were headed for an eternity of hell. And so when the door opened, when they asked questions, such as one man said to me, "Why do you have so much peace?" And my administrator was right across the hall. She said, "Nikki, keep your door open." She was watching me because she knew I had already been reprimanded. So I just went ahead and told him why I had peace. And sure enough, she came to me later and said, "Now listen, you're not to do that." And I said, "Well, he asked." And she said, "Well, you just need to be careful." But that man came to the Lord Jesus, and he was full of anxiety and fear. All those months that I was his officer, until he listened to what I said about having peace, and he went in search of peace. And he got out his Bible, and he started back to church. And the next time I saw him, he said, "It doesn't matter if I break my probation somehow and I end up in prison. I don't care. I've got peace in my heart. And if I end up in prison, that'll be my mission field." He had gone from this, you know, just anxious, anxiety, and he had gone into peace. So when we're out of peace, we need to ask, "Why am I out of peace?" Seek the Lord. Sometimes we don't even know what's happening in our minds, what's in our hearts. And if we seek the Lord and say, "Why am I out of peace?" the Lord will reveal it. He's not going to hide that from us. Why am I out of peace? So number one, seek him. And then when he shows you what's wrong, repent of it if it's sin in your life. And if it's lack of, if it's fear about something, losing a job, losing your marriage, God doesn't want us to fear any of that because we're safe in him. 1 John 1:9 talks about repenting and realizing that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we can come back into peace the way Pastor Buck did that day.
Yeah.
Amen. And the way I did. Mm-hmm. And continue to do. None of us are perfect. We're in the flesh. We're going to fear. And as we get older and face different problems, arthritis, heart problems, the knees don't work very well, the back hurts, we face these things and we realize we're coming to the end of our days. Then fear can set in. Well, how am I going to die? Am I going to end up having a heart attack or a stroke and I won't be able to talk? But I'll be here for another 4 or 5 years with that stroke, with the problem. So fear comes in. But then we seek God and God says, "Fear not. I will be with you. I will use it for my good purpose. I can heal you. Take one day at a time. Read the Word. Get to know God. Seek Him. He said, I thought they would know me. That's His longing. When you have a relationship, as Buck and I have, we want to know each other. We're interested in what pleases Him, and He's interested in what pleases me, and He's looking for ways He can bless me, and vice versa. And so God wants this relationship where we just know that we're safe. We know that we can come to Him and He can solve and handle any problem, any sin. He's taken it on the cross. When we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us, and we can come back into that peace. If you're not at peace, beloved, seek the Lord with all your heart and let Him bring you back into peace. Exams. Caleb's here, and he's got tests ahead of him in school. Man, that can bring lots of anxiety and fear. But if you've done your job and studied, and then you turn it over to the Lord and say, I've done the best I can. Now, Lord, help me face this test. Help me face my mom and dad when I come home with a D. And God will bring you back into peace, Caleb. I can tell you that. Jesus said in John 16:33, He knew He was going to leave the disciples. Didn't want to leave them, but He said, if I don't leave, then I can't send the Comforter. And isn't it wonderful to have the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, in our lives?
Yes.
We have a connection to the Lord Jesus spiritually. So Jesus says in John 16:33, He tells them that He's going to go to the cross. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. You may feel alone sometimes, like nobody understands you. You're not alone. I'm not alone. God is there. He understands perfectly. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, that's the secret, in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And the Lord will help us overcome in each and every situation. Even if we lose our lives to somebody that thinks they're doing God a favor by getting rid of us, killing us, we can know we have peace with God and that we'll be with Him eternally. We have some strong brothers and sisters worldwide that are facing the possibility that they might be taken out today or tomorrow. And we can be strong also if we'll continue to seek the Lord, to know Him, to know His Word, and to face each day with Him, seeking Him, talking to Him, listening to Him, abiding in Him, and obeying Him. Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing. That's the King James. It means be full of care for nothing. Don't be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I like being at peace, don't you?
Yes.
Years ago, when I was vacuuming in my apartment up in Virginia, I started crying when I thought about a time when I had been taken advantage of as a young woman. Now here, this is years later, and I was born again now at this point. And I was so sick and tired of it bothering me that I turned off the vacuum and I ran upstairs and knelt at the bed and cried out to the Lord, why? I've forgiven that sin against me, and I've asked for forgiveness for my sinning. Why do I still cry over it? Why does it still bother me? And then I got quiet. And this is what I'm saying. Seek the Lord to find out why you're not in peace. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I had no clue that was the problem, was that I had no clue what was in me that was bothering me. He said, you don't think you're my little pearl anymore. You know, we feel unworthy of the Lord's sacrifice, don't we? But I knew he had paid the price of the cross. But somehow, in order to come back into peace and not have that bother me anymore, was to hear my Heavenly Father bring it out in the open, show me what was really wrong, why I was crying. And I said, yes, yes. And then he spoke again as I got quiet and listened. He said, Nikki, don't you know? I took it at the cross, and you're my little pearl again. I've made all things new. You're a new creation in me. And back came the peace. Never cried again about that. I can talk about it. I can use it to help others that are in the same predicament and bring them to the Lord Jesus and the peace that's found in him. So 2 Peter 3:14, I'll end with that. What the Lord wants us to do is keep that peace between us and him. We may not have peace with each other. We may not understand each other. We may have problems on this earth. But we have the Lord for that peace. And the Lord wants us to be at peace all the way to the end. And we have seen people that are dying, and they are totally at peace. They're looking forward, actually, to being with the Lord, and they are totally at peace. We've seen or heard about others that are screaming and yelling at the end of their lives. And even I had a man on my caseload that had a vision of hell. And he was sitting on a sofa, and the whole sofa burst into flame in his dream. And he came into my office and told me about it. And I told him he doesn't have to fear hell. And I told him about Jesus paying the price. And that if he'd surrender to the Lord, repent of his sin, and give his life to the Lord, he wouldn't have to fear. But God in his mercy was showing him the flames of hell. And Peter says this, 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, for the day of the Lord, when the Lord is going to come for us, be diligent, work hard, that ye may be found of him, of the Lord Jesus, in peace, in him, without spot and blameless. We can't be without spot or blameless apart from Jesus. We must abide in him. We must continue to follow him, to love him, to be one with him, abide in him. And so, beloved, our prayer for myself and you is that you would be found in peace on that day when the Lord comes back. Pastor Butt, would you close us?
Amen.
Thank you for listening patiently.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I believe this message is going to reach someone. I mean, it goes on social media. And I've got to obey God. Nikki was raped when she was a young girl. And she didn't have peace until she went to the Lord about it. There's a lot of us that still carrying things. I was raped when I was 12 years old. And I carried that with me all of my life in the world. I got saved when I was 43. There's a couple of years that still bothered me. That was many years ago. I went to the Lord and I said, why do I keep remembering that? Why does it keep tearing me up? And the Spirit spoke to me and said, what would you do if you met that man today? What would you do? And something come over me, and all that turmoil that was inside of me for all those years turned to peace. I said, Lord, I would look him in the eye and say, I forgive you. And I would do my best to lead him to the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, when we're all tore up on the inside about something that's happened in the past, that should not be. I'm totally at peace. And I just want to finish my life doing what God puts in my heart.
Amen.
And that's loving Him and loving other people.
Amen.
I don't know what's happened to y'all in your lifetime. I've only mentioned this maybe four times. Never had the courage until she preached today about her finding peace after being raped. And then the Spirit said, you've got to get up and tell people that you found peace also. You was 12 years old. And you were raped. I forgive. And God wants you to forgive. No matter what people has done to you, you got to get that peace back. You got to get it back.
Amen.
So, if you like prayer, I'm here to pray with you. If you've got that peace, that's great. But if you don't, and you know what I found? When you don't have peace in your heart, you start finding fault with other people. I don't want to be that way. I'm not going to live my life. Philip, I'm not going to live my life all tore up inside about something. Hey, life's too short for us not to be at peace. Amen? So, I give you the invitation, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to hell. And if you are truly born again, and you're doing things, you're living in sin, you need to get right with God. I don't know what more I can say, except I can just run around talking about you. You know I don't do that.
No.
But I do know that we need to have that peace. Those that be listening to me over the radio and YouTube, I want to tell you, life is too short not to have peace. And only Jesus can bring you that peace. Yep. If I saw that man today, I could look him in the eye and tell him I love him and I forgive him. I could do that. You know why? He's got peace. I got peace. Thank you, Lord. Would you come today? Would you come? Clear? You might have something you want to say.
I'm freezing to death.
It is cold in here, isn't it?
You're freezing to death?
The first time I thought of my nose.
Jimmy can say he's cold.
I don't know about the people. It's too hot. It's too cold.
Anyone
want to
add?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. You know, you've always spoke up before.
I will wear my overcoat next week.
We did turn the fan off, I noticed.
All right. I love y'all much. I pray you'll have a great, great afternoon.
Yes.
Nikki and I are going to head down to the Greenbrier for a few days. And enjoy that peace.
Catch you some fish while you're down
peace
there.
Peace like a river.
A little fry when you get back.
Is anybody catching any fish out of the pond down here? Oh, I went down there yesterday to pray, and it's got a sign on it, limit 4 fish. So can you keep fish now? We're supposed to be catch and release. You catch 4 and throw them back in and then leave? Is that the way?
Maybe they want the fish thinned out. It might be too much nowadays.
I don't know. All right, if all minds are clear, let's close with a song. I'm glad you came today. Come on, girl. Get up, girl.
I'm moving.
All right. Love you much. Have a great week.
Is it big enough? Yeah, it is.
Oh, well.